2023 has arrived. Grow Haze Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to share with us some of what we can expect to see this year in terms of development in Ellis County on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Talked a lot about some of the projects that we've been working on in 2022, and obviously those will continue over into 2023. One of the big ones is our microfactory. You know, up till now, we've just talked about it. We have conceptual drawings. We have more than conceptual drawings. We have blueprints and that kind of thing. But we're going to build it in 2023, and we hope to complete it by the end of 2023 and start getting some tenants in there to actually start making some things and for that structure to fulfill its promise, which is to be an incubator for manufacturers and new businesses that can grow and outgrow that space. And the next one rolls in, and it serves the community for decades to come. So the microfactory will be a big project in 2023. We'll continue on our housing efforts. We talked a little bit last week. Phase one of the Tallgrass addition that Heart of America has developed is sold out. 36 homes in about a year and a half's time, which is almost unprecedented in terms of the rate of construction in our community. And the next 18 lots to the north will be completed sometime in January. We were hoping to get completed by year end, but that little cold snap kind of put a damper in things. But they've got the curb and gutter, the sewer and water and everything in out there. So there'll be another 18 lots there, and we've got builders eager to get going on constructing homes out there. We're not 100% sure on pricing yet, but they'll still be, the builders will still be limited to somewhere around that 225, 230 price range. So we'll continue to hit that sweet spot that's been so successful in the first 36 homes out there. We hope to do some road construction on Wheatland Drive between Tallgrass and the NCK Tech campus and have some additional lots available there. We hope to start on the Grove, which is a project north of Hayes Medical Center, which will be kind of focused on retiree housing.
I think this is the first time you shared that name with us.
It might be.
Is that a working title or is that stamped?
I think we're stamped.
Cool.
The Grove.
I like it. The Grove.
Yes. And the Grove will consist of some multifamily patio homes as well as a community center, which will house a childcare facility and the seniors. So that's the plan. You know, until it's there, you never know for sure. But we're real close to getting started on that. And that'll definitely be a 2023 project that we'll start on in terms of infrastructure, building roads, and ideally getting the community center started. I think we've got to do some fundraising to get that to happen. But it's a very good project. And I think that we'll have some success in that. And so that'll be a project that we're working on. We've got lots of retail activity that we're working on attracting some retailers. That's challenging for a lot of different reasons, but I think we've got some good prospects, and I think we'll see something come to pass in 2023 on that. So a lot of stuff going.
Very cool. I love that. You know, you talked a lot about these construction projects, and I wonder if you want to share any thoughts on how the labor shortage is going to look. I know we're still rolling into. There was a story I saw just in local, not in one of our sites, but some of the other local media talking about that recently, how it's been an ongoing problem and really a struggle for business owners in 2022.
Well, and it will continue to be. There's no question. We have, you know, when you look at the projects just on the horizon, you've got our microfactory, which relative to a $143 million bond issue is a minor project. You've got the Fort Hays State Library, which will kick off sometime, perhaps in 2023. And all the housing that we're trying to get done, it really does strain the resources we have available in the community. And so that's going to continue to be an ongoing problem. If you drive out in Tallgrass right now, when we talked about this before, but there's, I think, 10 or 11 foundations, either with basement or slabs, waiting for framers to come and frame them. And so once you get one little hitch in the process, it slows the whole process down. So we're going to continue to fight that. But with all of these projects on the horizon, it's going to be a lot of activity in the community, a lot of dollars that have been pumped into the community and will continue to be a lot of people coming from outside to do work. You know, all of this is not going to be built by local builders. So as much as we wish it was, it just isn't going to happen. So there's going to be a lot of people that come into town for these projects and need places to stay and buy groceries and all of those kind of things that are going to be going on in 23. So I look for a very positive year. You know, you can listen to all the doom and gloom out there, at least on national media and other places, about how terrible things are and that kind of thing. But I sure don't see it locally. I think we're going to have a banner year in 2023.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the kind of the bigger picture, the national conversation economically. You know, we've seen this year inflation and political strife and all that kind of stuff. I wonder if you want to talk about how that maybe looking forward could impact or potentially impact, because I know nobody has a crystal ball, but it's, you know, it's looking like everything's smoothing out going into 2023, right?
Well, I think things are better. You know, obviously, the media feeds on more negative than it does positive. And so they like to do that. But a lot of it comes down to attitude, you know, people's attitude. And that's the thing that worries me. I talk to people and they tell me how bad things are. And yet I ask them how their business is. Oh, it's great. You know, so what's going on here? You know, these two things don't match up. And I just think that it's more rhetoric than it is reality. Yeah, the inflation is a problem, you know, and we're struggling with it in so many aspects, particularly construction. That's one of the things we struggle with retail recruitment. You know, retailers are willing to pay X amount of dollars in rent for the space they occupy. And yet to build that space, it doesn't add up. You know, the amount of rent they're willing to pay, nobody can build them anything and make that work. And so that's why we've had a struggle with retail recruitment and why some places don't, because in a lot of places they have second and third generation buildings that have been emptied out and they can meet that retailer's amount that they can pay. We can't build something new here because we don't have any empty buildings. You know, we're kind of a victim of our own success in that respect. So we've got to figure out other and more creative ways to bridge that gap of what a retailer is willing to pay and what it costs to construct a building for them and how we make that up. And there's some ways you can do it with some various incentives and that kind of thing, but it's not easy. And that gap has never been wider because of the cost of construction. So certainly there are challenges, but I still go back to attitude. I think people's attitudes should be positive because we've got a lot of positive things going here, not only locally, but nationally. I think the economy's doing well too. Yeah, stock markets go up, they go down. I mean, that's just part of life. Interest rates are up, so that does rule out a few people from buying homes. But if you're as old as I am, you can remember interest rates that were certainly double digits and into the, you know, prime at like 21%. So these are cycles we go through, and it doesn't mean the sky is falling or anything like that. It just means that this is a cycle we're going through, and we've just got to be more diligent to make things happen and more creative in how we do it.
You know, you mentioned the retail spaces and the difficulties there. A recent survey that we talked about kind of highlighted the need or the desire, I guess, by Ellis County residents to have more retail and more restaurant options. And we have some of that coming in 2023, right?
We do. I mean, we've got, Cattleman's Cafe will open in 2023 in the old Mocha's location. Popeyes will open up by the Hilton Garden Inn. We've got some things going on in the retail space. The national, or in the restaurant space, the national retailers, that's a longer cycle. You know, that takes a little more time to get those people to consider things, and that's where we run into the rental gap, as we talked about. Most of these companies don't own the real estate they occupy. They may build it and then they sell it off to a investor who rents it back to them, so they can get that capital back out and buy inventory and expand and get more stores and that kind of thing. That's kind of the model a lot of them follow. So, and that investor is going to want a rate of return on his investment. So when a retailer is willing to pay $7.50 a square foot, but it costs $200 a square foot to build that space, there's a disconnect. You know, you can't make it work. The investor is not willing to take 2% return on his money. He's going to want 6%, 7%, 8%. And so that's where you run into the struggle of how do we make this work? And that's where we have to get creative with some of the incentive tools, whether it's a CID or a tax abatements of some sort, different kinds of things to try and bridge that gap and make it work for those people.
You know, how's it looking locally for those that are maybe wanting to start a small business or, you know, we've talked about in the past, kind of like side work and gig economy jobs, But how is that going to shape up for 2023, do you think?
Well, I think that's going to continue to be positive. I think we're going to continue to recruit people to our community that have remote jobs. I think the retailers that want to open a small store, I think they're going to have great opportunities. It's never been a better time in terms of access to capital. Some of the e-community loans and that kind of thing that we do make it much easier for a business to open up. Probably the biggest problem, quite frankly, is space. You know, you go downtown, there's no empty buildings. So finding space is a challenge, but I think it's going to be great. And one James Robin, who works with me, he had talked to the owner of Sunflowers and Silos, I think, something, the new business down on 8th Street. Mm-hmm. And she said it's been a great Christmas season. She just opened up about 30 or 60 days ago, and she said she's been really busy and lots of things going on. And I think by and large, the downtown merchants had a pretty good Christmas season. And so I think it's a great time to open a business. If you've got an idea or work from home, we've got programs. We've got, you know, all kinds of different classes and things that we hold from time to time, whether it's our Ice House class or our Pitch It events. We're going to have some of those next year where people come in and pitch their idea and gives them access to not only win some prize money in the contest, but also have access to people who come and watch. It might be capital investment in their idea or their business. So there's lots going on.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if you want to share even more about that. How is it looking for GrowHazen Brief Space going into 2023?
I think the same. I think very good. We had a record 2022. We're basically full down there. We do have some spots, but it does turn over a fair amount, but we've got a lot of activity going on. We've got some permanent tenants down there that really enjoy the space. We've got people that come in temporarily if they're just in town, which is exactly what the thing is designed for. And, you know, for GrowHaze, we had quite a 2022, you know, adding two new people. But thank goodness we did, because it allowed us to achieve some of the things we accomplished. You know, I've said it a lot of times, but the microfactory wouldn't have happened without David Klingon coming on board and writing the base grant to the state of Kansas and the grant to the Patterson Family Foundation. So, and James Robin is working on the e-community stuff and loans and those programs. And so I couldn't be more optimistic. I couldn't be more happy with where we are as an organization and what we've accomplished in the last year and what I think we'll accomplish in 2023.
Love to hear all that. And Doug, I love that we're talking so much positive going into 2023, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, what's your biggest fear going in economically going into 2023?
I suppose interest rates would be one fear. You know, we need to build 90 houses. We need 90 new units per year in this community to sustain 1% growth. And our ability to build that many units, I question whether we can figure out how to get it done. And I say this all the time, but the one thing I can't guarantee that we're going to have 1% growth, even though we need that to sustain ourselves. But I can guarantee that we won't have 1% growth if we don't build the housing to accommodate it. So we've really got to up our game, and we can sit there and think we did all these great things out in the east side of town, and we've got some other projects going, and that's all well and good, but we still aren't at the level we need to be. So that's a challenge, and how we meet that challenge and the labor problems and that kind of thing that we talked about, those are what the things that worry me. It's not necessarily that the Grim Reaper is going to come and inflation is going to go to 20% or something like that. It's being able to meet the opportunity that we have before us is what concerns me. But that's why we're here. We just need to figure out a way to make it work.
I'm sure with you at the helm and all the good folks down at GrowHaze, you guys are going to make it happen. And I have no concerns.
Well, I'm glad you have that kind of confidence, James. And we're going to do our best. That's the one thing I can guarantee.
Perfect. Doug, as always, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to see you. Have a good 2023. And thanks for spending this whole year with us discussing these issues and coming in every week. It's very much appreciated by me, and I know by much of the audience, or probably all of the audience, let's hope.
Well, thank you, James. You have a good 2023 as well, and everybody out there that's listening. I always claim that there's really nobody listening. It's just you and I talking, but I do talk to a person now and then that does listen. So I wish everybody listening a good 2023, and we're going to keep doing the best we can.